darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Good evening, Audio Boom. October 1st, 2014, and day one of Octava 14. And my very first Octava. And a little bit of trepidation heading into this. I've not done anything like this before. I've done the Audiomo challenge, but never anything music related. It's not really, or certainly hasn't been in recent years, one of my strongest subjects. And one of the questions for day one of Octava, or part of the question, was what kind of a year has 2014 been for you musically? And for the most part, that song is very applicable. It's been the sound of silence. I kind of lost my musical mojo. Haven't really been listening to a lot of music at all. I don't know why. I do know why. I've been listening to a hell of a lot of Audio Boo. And when I'm not listening to Audio Boo, I'm listening to podcasts and sort of permanently attached to my earbuds when I can be, obviously. And if I had a choice between listening to music and listening to spoken word, I would choose spoken word every time. Radio stations of choice. 5 Live, Radio 4, very rare. Well, I put a music radio station on these days. So, for the sort of the early part of this year, the sound of silence was very, very applicable. I'm not sure of the actual meaning of that song by is it Simon and Garfunkel or Art Garfunkel? It's Simon and Garfunkel, I think. I'm not sure the true meaning of the lyrics, but there are some things in there that kind of fit quite well. So my musical soundscape was one of silence, pretty much. certainly on a deliberate level, possibly passively, I was hearing music, obviously, but I certainly wasn't going out of my way and actually physically putting, I'm old fashioned as well, CDs into drives. I haven't really quite got my head around this digital downloading stuff, although I have started to do so, hence why I'm here now. That's another story. Anyway, but then, as always, the Glastonbury Festival comes round, and there's a line in there, something about you pray to the god that you made from neon or something, and 10,000 people talked without speaking or something like that. And that, to me, smarts of watching the Glastonbury Festival on TV, and I watch it every time, and I always think the same thing, I must go to Glastonbury. And I just never get the chance or the opportunity or the people to go with at the right time and that kind of thing. And I always sit there watching on TV and I get really I get really excited about music again. And I tend to watch the late night shows as well with Mark Radcliffe and Joe Wiley and the wonderful Laurel Laverne. And the sort of little snippets from the more unusual, the more abstract sort of groups and artists that you get on there. And I do enjoy sort of experiencing and exploring new things. And that's the next part of the question, as to what discoveries have I made in 2014. And I think two that really stick in my head were of part of the BBC's coverage of Glastonbury this year. The first was a band which I'd heard about and never wouldn't have recognised any of their songs. Or any of their tracks, tunes. Do you call them songs? I suppose they're songs. Yeah, they're songs. I found myself sitting watching their performance on the Pyramid stage. And at first I was like, what the hell is going on here? This is just bizarre and bonkers and isn't making any sense. And gradually the show started to pull me in. And I sat there mesmerised for the full length of their set. And I actually went back when they do the reruns on BBC HD, and I went back and I watched it again, and I wouldn't say become a fan. That wouldn't be a true reflection. I've given you a clue there of how I feel, but I've certainly listened to a fair chunk of their music now, and yeah, I definitely like it. But it was an awesome stage show, so I'll let you listen to Reflector by Arcade Fire. I just loved it. The guy standing there on stage, dressed in a suit made of mirrors, with the huge bobbleheads on the rest of the band. It was just bonkers. This is an amazing tune. I absolutely love it. Enjoy.
Of life, alone in the darkness,
Do absolutely love that tune. It's amazing. And it just listening there with a headset on, just eyes closed, sitting back in my office chair here, and I can just remember watching that stage show. It was incredible. If you can get hold of that on iPlayer or YouTube or anything, it's well worth a watch. The whole set was amazing. It's one of those things like a Billy Connolly set where you kind of get to the end of it and you can't remember what happened. It was that bizarre. I seem to remember there was the bassist was kind of almost killing himself, throwing himself off the front of the stage, and at one point he took a massive fall, I think. And it was a crazy set, but fascinating to watch. It was really good, and the music was just tremendous. Really sort of fit the music fits with the show really, really well. And you know, often you just get loads of flashing lights and stuff, and it, you know, doesn't really do anything, it doesn't really serve a purpose, but the actual spectacle that they put on well and truly matches the music. It was amazing. So that was my first kind of discovery. Like I say, they've been on my radar for a while, but I didn't know anything about them. I didn't know any of their tunes. I couldn't have told you who they were if I'd bumped over them and walked over them in the street. But now that I've seen the lead singer with that distinctive black eye makeup, etc., I think I'd probably recognise him in future. And sort of over the same few days of the Glastonbury coverage, I think I was sitting quite late one evening, and I believe it was the lovely Lauren Laverne, who she's a Sunderland lass, you know. She introduced something in one of the obscure tents, the dance tent, or the, I don't know, the such and such a tent, from somebody called M.I.A., and I'd never heard of M.I.A. And yeah, again, mesmeric. This young girl was just had the crowd captivated. She was she's sort of right on the front of the audience, up on the like railings at the front, and just sort of moving really slowly in time to the music. And she literally had them in the palm of her hand, and this all I can remember was this filthy bass line, this really dirty bass, and this just bizarre sort of rapping, sort of singing sort of thing. And I instantly took a liking to this person's music, and especially this track. This is MIA and it's called Galang. There might be some bad language in it. There's certainly a lot of slang in it. It's a song about slang, galang. Most of it I don't understand because I'm not down with their youth on their street. But I just like the tune, so I hope you do too. Enjoy.
Calling, speak the slang now, boy say what? One girl say what? What slam? Galang, 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 galang. Shop gun, get down, 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 get down. Too late, you down. Dun 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 dun.
I really hope you are all bogling and twerking around your houses right now. I know I am.
Yeah, yeah, hey, oh, yeah, hey, oh.
Don't be doing that if you're driving, though, please. Ooh, that faded out earlier than the counter. It's still counting down. I better shut that off in case there's any kind of sudden bonus track that appears on the end of it. It's the last track on the album, so it could well be that there's a bonus track tucked away there. And I don't know what it is, so I better not play it, just in case it's very, very rude. But no, I got captivated by that dirty, dirty bass. And I quite often stick that and have a bit of a bogle around the kitchen while I'm cooking. It certainly lifts the spirits a bit. So there you go. That was how my year started, with the Sound of Silence. And then, thanks to the awesome coverage from the BBC of the Glastonbury Festival, I discovered two new artists, two new bits of music that I really, 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 really enjoy. And I'm very happy to have been able to share those with you guys tonight. So, my first ever post for Octava 2014. I'm recording this in Boss Jock Studio on my iPad. I think I've got the settings right. I've played around and fiddled and tweaked, and I'm hoping that it's sounding good. It's coming through the studio mic, which is a, for any of the you studio geeks, is a blue microphone, blue as in the company blue, and it's a blue Snowball, which is plugged in through the camera connector into the bottom of the iPad. And I'm just hoping it sounds good. Anybody who might know about this technical type stuff, who might be able to help me improve it, I'll be happy to hear about that, because this is a long month and I would hate to put out 30 recordings that all sound duff and dodgy. So please do give me a shout if I can do anything to improve the way that this sounds. I hope you've enjoyed my choice of music. Thanks very, very much for listening, and I can't wait to listen to whatever, put your teeth in, Graham, can't wait to hear what everybody else has put out for Octava 2014. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll catch you all soon. Bye bye.